The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Set the Bello Restaurant here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here, and they're tasting a little bit of vino as we speak. Food coming up next, and we've been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm pretty certain you'll discover a little bit more about food pairing and wine for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour Wine Radio broadcast is distributed into all 50 states, all around the world via radio, plus we're available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And for your information, wine is sunlight held together by water. I love that. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here in Wines du Jour. For first, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Set the Bello Restaurant here at Village Square in Las Vegas. Set the Bello Restaurant's been here since, about 1977 in a nice shopping mall. And the people here are very good. One of the beautiful things about it is that they brought an outstanding Italian oven from Italy, Naples, I might be a little bit more specific. So it's a Napoledama oven, if you will, all the way over here, and it makes pizza like you cannot believe. And one of the reasons is the way it's designed, it's up into 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, folks, that's hotter than hell. You know what I'm saying? Most pizzerias, their ovens are somewhere between 600 and 800 degrees, and this one is 1,000. Well, okay, so what? It's hotter. Well, what that means is it's going to cook the pizza quicker. And what that means is the quicker you cook the pizza, the better it's going to taste. One of the unique things about it is the crust that takes place based because of the excessive amount of heat. And that gives a little crunch to the pizza, but it also increases the taste of the wine itself. Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that we're having a good time here at Set the Bello. We'll talk a little bit more about Set the Bello when we come back. And the beautiful pizza. And then we're going to pair it with three wines. And three wines this evening. The first all three come from the Belletto winemaker. Anthony Beckman is going to be our guest on the show a little bit later, as well as John Belletto, who is the owner of the winery. So you're going to be able to discover a little bit more about wineries, and taste a little bit more about wine, and we'll taste a little bit more about pairing when it comes to pizza in particular. Along with wine. So I want to make sure you stay tuned. We're going to be here for about an hour or so. We're going to talk a little bit about wine, talk a little bit about food, and more importantly, one of the most important things is pairing. Be back right after this. Thank you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at a beautiful restaurant called Settebello in Las Vegas, Nevada. A great little restaurant that makes wonderful pizza from a very special pizza oven that they brought over from Italy that I mentioned a little bit earlier, and I'll talk a little bit more about later. But I want to talk to you specifically. I want you to meet the owner and founder and president, Belletto, John Belletto. Are you there, John?
I am. Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's such an honor to be on your show.
John, are you there?
Yes. Thanks for having me. I'm here.
Guess John is going for a coffee break. I don't,
oh,
I don't
no.
know where he is, but I guess we'll catch up.
I'm right here. You can't hear me?
A little bit later. The good thing about Settebello Restaurant is that it's conveniently located in what we call the a Village Square, which is the name of the shopping mall that it's located in. Easy to find, right on Las Vegas Boulevard. And what I want to let you know is that there's a lot of food establishments there, in addition to Settebello, which we're sitting in as we speak. Settebello has been a very good friend of Wines du Jour over the years. We've done several shows from here and love it. And we love to come over here and have lunch or dinner anytime. It's open 7 days a week. And the food is very, very good. The service is good. The prices are right. It's a great place to come to if you have an opportunity here in the Las Vegas area, called Settebello. And Settebello, I guess, is a kind of a word that it's Italian, apparently, but it doesn't really have a very good meaning of anything in particular. It kind of, you know, they just kind of grabbed it out of the air. It doesn't mean the best pizza in the world or anything like that. It's just called Settebello, and that's okay. That's the name of the restaurant. So when you come over here, they have a wonderful menu that you can choose from. They have a wood-burning pizza oven that is always good. Incidentally, when you take wood, when you take wood and add it to something like gas or propane, you get a little hotter heat than the other way.
John.
Okay.
I can hear you,
Sorry. Okay, yes. John. Yes. Glad. I'm glad to get you caught up with us. John Belletto is a beautiful owner of these wonderful vineyards that have produced the wines that we're featuring this evening. And I'm glad that we had an opportunity to catch John and talk to him a little bit. John, tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Belletto Vineyards.
So Belletto Vineyards, I found it 42 years ago out of high school. I started farming and growing vegetables, and 20 years later planted my first wine grapes in 1995 in the Russian River Valley, and started making our first wine in 2001, which coincides with your first year of 2001. And our first year was 400 cases of Pinot and Chardonnay. And now we make about 30,000 cases. Everything's estate-grown, estate-bottled out of the Russian River Valley. And I understand that you're pouring our Rosea Pinot our Pinot Noir and also our Teresa Chardonnay tonight. And those are three of our very flagship wines, and we really appreciate it. Thank you for having me, by the way, Les. Appreciate
that. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I have to tell you, we've loved your wines for a long time, even though we haven't had them on Wines Azure up until this point. But everybody here is absolutely in love with your wine. The taste,
well, thank
the
you.
Flavor
and
of all
one of the One of the big things that we have is we own about 800 acres of vineyards here in the Russian River Valley, and our winemaker, Anthony Beckman, is able to pick the blocks and the different ranches that he wants, that he takes, and the grapes are in. And we, again, we being estate-grown, estate-bottled, we take care of them from the time we prune them till the time we harvest them and put them in the tank and then put them in the bottle. So it's really a family-run business, and our winemaker, Anthony Beckman, just takes those grapes and just makes wonderful wines out of them. And we're very proud to also be a grower in the Russian River Valley and a family business here in California.
Well, I can tell you that the Russian River Valley is probably the most premium area for growing grapes to make wines. There's a lot of other areas, all in Sonoma County, of course, that are very popular and make very nice wines. But I can tell you that Russian River Valley, for a long, long time, has been on the forefront of making great wines from different wineries, and you guys really do a beautiful job with it. Belletto Vineyards is something a lot of people just don't have roll off their tongue. Belletto just isn't something that you've heard an awful lot of, but boy, you can go find it. And when you do, or, you know, I guess you could go online at your website and order wine if we wanted to do that.
Oh, absolutely. We have a great, wonderful website. It tells our family history, talks about all of our great employees that we have and all the different vineyards that we have. And again, a family business. My mother and I started it with 5 acres, $200 in the bank, and I had a flatbed truck when we started growing vegetables in 1977, and then grew it into one of the largest vegetable farms north of San Francisco, and then started planting grapes in the mid-90s. And one of the great things, again, a family business, both our daughters work in the business, and my wife, Terry, I know you're drinking the Teresa Chardonnay, and that's just a great story because in 2005, my wife, Terry, said we need to make a stainless steel Chardonnay on Friday night, and on Saturday, we crushed the grapes for it. And now it's just a great part of our wine program, and it's just a great bottle of Chardonnay. Our Rosé of Pinot, 100% Pinot Noir. We harvest the grapes exclusively with certain blocks for that. And again, Anthony has taken that wine, and that's really an art that I know you're going to be talking to him a little later, that he takes those grapes and turns them into just a wonderful Rosé of Pinot. In 2016, we were the Wine Enthusiast magazine's number one Rosé of Pinot.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it, and it hasn't fallen off either. It's not like you hear about it. It hangs in there. You're doing a very good job year after year. And you're in a beautiful place, I don't have to tell you, to grow grapes to make wine in the Sonoma County area, which is very, very popular. I don't remember, but it seems to me there's like 300 wineries, or maybe more than that, in that particular area. And out of that, you're in the top 10 each and every year, voted by the people that grow grapes and make wine, your neighbors, so to speak. And that says just an awful lot. It just says an awful lot about Belletto.
One of the things we pride ourselves in, again, people ask me all the time about the farming side and the wine side, and we are so blessed that we're able to raise our family in a vineyard, make wine that we can enjoy with our friends and our family. One of our biggest pleasures is having a wine dinner with 50 or 60 people, and by the end of the night we make so many new friends, and how fortunate we are to be able to be in this business, to make a great product like that and then share it with great food and then friendships and good conversation. To us, that's one of the most valuable things there is. And to be able to farm in the Russian River Valley, again, like you point out, it's one of the top 5 areas in the whole world for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
So how no doubt about it.
That we have some of this wonderful land that we're certified sustainable. Our goal is to pass this on to the next generation and hopefully they pass it on to the next generation. So
you've got the right idea, and you're making it happen. That's a good thing. You know.
Well, thank you.
One of the things that I've been able to do over the years with Wines du Jour, and incidentally, we've been on the air every Thursday for over 18 years, and we love talking about food and wine. Being a chef myself, I enjoy, and the reason that we started Wines du Jour, frankly, was pairing food with wine. And when we find wines like your particular Belletto wines, it goes so well with an awful lot of food. That's what we just really get excited about. And people that taste it, of course, do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, pairing a great wine with a great meal is just a wonderful thing. And again, enjoying the food and wine and the conversation that makes it all a wonderful evening.
Right.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, what I like to see is people discovering wines that they've never tasted before. And that's why we're on a weekly basis here. Is to get people to attempt to try something that maybe they aren't familiar with, or renew a relationship that they haven't foundered for quite a while. Sometimes you say, oh, yeah, sure. I tasted that about 10 years ago or whatever. But the beautiful part is to not have one or two wines that are your favorite. One of the things that I like to talk about in my classes is the fact that you should not, in my opinion, you should not have two or three wines that you drink each and every week. You should be able to have a variety of choices, not just one label, not just one varietal, and not just one pairing. So if you can just continue to grow that way, you'll find that you enjoy your food and you'll enjoy the wine that much more as well. You know, years back when we first tried to get people to try wine with their dinner meal, they looked at us like we were kind of crazy. You know, you drink wine on Friday or Saturday and have fun and so on and so forth. And that, frankly, is not what wine is designed for. That's for, you know, tequila and gin and vodka and all those other party things. But wine, in my opinion, and I say this quite often, and I've got it on my website, of course, is that, in my opinion, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration from casual gatherings to formal affairs. Wine celebrates every event. So I say, sit back and relax and enjoy a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal. And the medical profession, I know several years ago, were a little bit nonchalant, I guess is a good word to put, about tasting wine with food. They weren't too big on the idea. They thought, okay, wine's all right. But now they've discovered that when you pair food and wine together, both the food is better and, of course, the wine is even better, whether they're separate or blended together. And if you'll pair the two together each and every meal, not just on Friday night or Saturday night, but each and every meal, each and every day, not just a couple days a week, but literally every day of the week. The medical profession is going to thank you for doing that, and that's what they recommend. And it's not just one or two doctors. It's literally the medical profession around the world recommend one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal each and every day. That's a lot more than most people think, and it's actually so healthy for you. And if you're not sure, best way to check it with your doctor. Ask him what you think, him or her, whether they recommend a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal each day, too. And I don't know of any of them that have said no or I'll let me think about it. It's just an automatically absolute. And the other thing is you can make pizza at home. You can do it in your own oven. You can have it delivered to your house, whatever the case may be. And pizza is a good thing to have. Pizza is tasty. And, you know, it started in an area in Italy called Naples. And the people from Naples, we refer to them affectionately as Napoledamas. So the Napoledamas from Italy are the ones that actually are responsible for you and I to end up tasting some pizzas. And the combinations are wonderful. And we've decided over the years that it's really best overall when it comes to choosing pizza and what to put on it, to have two or three items on your pizza not 13 or 14. It's just too much. Yeah, keep it simple, you know, as we say, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. And if you do that with pizza, that's a good thing. Remember, if you're going to bake a pizza at home, make sure that your oven is hot. And when I say hot, I mean turn it as absolute high as it'll go. If it says 500 or 550, turn it all the way past that if you can, and then give it about 45 minutes to really heat up good. Then you'll find that it's going to work. We'll talk a little bit more about that and a little bit more about Belletto wines when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas.
No,
I didn't.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from
CRNTalk.com. If he's hanging on, I can talk to him a little longer.
You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right,
sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it. Tell him thank you. I'm sorry we didn't get back on.
We've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right.
Did you eat your pizza?
Favorite shows like the Robert Conrad Show.
Good girl.
The Fred Dreyer Program. What's Cooking Today? What's Cooking on Wine? The Lounge and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on
the
Roku.
The winemaker on the line?
CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku.
Let me know when he is.
Anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live.
Go
to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat, I would flip and flop all night, I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Settebello in Las Vegas, where we're featuring the wine tonight. Anthony Beckman is the winemaker, and Belletto Wines is what we're tasting. Three of their wines this evening, and I think it's three of the best that they make. They all come from the Russian River Valley, as I talked to John a little bit earlier. But I just wanted to mention that this Chardonnay that we're tasting, or that we tasted first, is unoaked. And by today's standards, that's pretty unique. Almost all Chardonnay today is almost automatically oaked. That doesn't make it bad. It just makes it taste different. And by not oaking it, you find that you get a more natural taste for the actual Chardonnay grape. Now, Chardonnay is a very popular varietal. It's the most popular white varietal in the whole world, just like Cabernet Sauvignon is the most popular red varietal in the whole world. But the fact is that there's a follower right behind called Rosé of Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noir, being a very popular red grape, is very tasty. It's used originally as a blending grape. They used to blend it with Cabernet Sauvignon to kind of give it a little extra flavor and a little extra taste. Where today, they've discovered that by putting it in the bottle all by itself, it tastes pretty doggone good. And they've done that with another varietal that you may just kind of make an assumption on, and that's Merlot. Or if you're from Texas, Merlot. The good thing is Merlot is very tasty and very food friendly, just like the Pinot Noir is. So that's a good thing. Now, tonight, we're tasting three wines from the Belletto Russian River Valley Winery. And the first one was the Chardonnay, as we mentioned before. The second one is Rosé of Pinot Noir. Let's talk about that a little bit, because rosé kind of gives us an inkling of being red, okay, which is true. And Pinot Noir, of course, we know is a red grape. So rosé of Pinot Noir is almost an oxymoron. By that I mean it kind of says two different things, but it really means one, and that is it's a light, bright, red color, I guess is a good way to put it, pink if you want to call it that, in the taste of the Pinot Noir.
Anthony standing by. Anthony.
So we've got Anthony Beckman, the winemaker from Belletto Wines, has just come on the line here. I'm glad to see he found time to spend a little time with us. So are you there, Anthony?
Yeah, right here. Thanks, Les. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you had a chance to come with us. Tell us a little bit about what you do there as a winemaker. You know, the winemaker is something easy to say, but it's certainly not easy to do. Tell us a little bit about what your job consists of.
You know, that used to be a really hard question for me to answer, but now I've really realized that every bottle of wine that I've made, it's a thousand decisions, right? From how you prune it to how you water it, when you pick it, and what you do when you make it, all the decisions you make. And some are big, like pick decisions, and some are small, like, oh, you know, maybe I want to switch it and put it in this different tank or put it in this kind of barrel. And so really my job is to make just a thousand decisions and make sure those decisions lead in the right direction.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, you're doing a beautiful job with it. We have three of your wines here this evening. From the Chardonnay, that un-oaked Chardonnay that we talked about earlier, what we're drinking now, which is the Rosé of Pinot Noir, which I think has got a big, big story that we can talk about. And then the third one that we're going to taste this evening is your, let's call it regular, Pinot Noir, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir, which is one of my favorites, I have to tell you. You have a 2016 on the market right now. And one of the beautiful things I like about what you do with your wines is that the percentage of alcohol is never very high. In the case of Pinot Noir, it's 13.9%. And I just have to say, for those of you that don't already know, that when you're pairing food with wine, the higher the alcohol in the wine, the tougher it is to pair with food. And so what we like to think of, anything in the 13 or 14% area is very, very food friendly. You get up around 15 or higher, it becomes a little more difficult to pair the food and wine. So when you're talking about 13% or 13.9%, which is the Pinot Noir, you're right in the ballpark with making almost friends with every kind of food you can think of. It doesn't have to be pizza. That sounds good. We've got to go to a break, so can you hang on for a moment and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. Okay, we'll be back right after this. So don't go anywhere here in Las Vegas.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. We look behind the scenes in the world of sports, do we not, Fred Dreyer?
We look behind and in front sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Check them both out and you can see everything there. This isn't your show for sports scores. This is the show about the politics of sports.
We're not ripping and reading. We don't care about what the Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals did in the third inning on a rainy day. Who cares? We're here to give you insight into a certain part of the sports world you don't normally see.
Wednesdays at 4 on CRN.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat, I would flip and flop all night, I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back, and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back. We're here at Setabello in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's a shopping mall. And Setabello is the name of the restaurant that we're featuring this evening here on Wines du Jour. I want to mention, because we have Anthony Beckman, who is the winemaker from Belletto, on with us. And I want to ask you, Anthony, tell us a little bit about this rosé of Pinot Noir. How does that work, rosé of Pinot Noir?
Yeah, so when you think about wine, really what gives wine all of its color is the skin. So if you take a normal grape and you peel the skin away, the pulp is going to be clear, right? And when you squeeze that, it's clear, especially if you don't have any skins. So the skins have all of the color. They also have a lot of the tannins and phenolics that give a wine weight. And when you make a rosé of Pinot Noir, especially in this case, all I'm doing is harvesting these grapes and putting it into a press directly. So treating it a lot like I would Chardonnay. Taking those, and so the only contact this juice has with those skins, which give it color, is about a 2.5 hour press cycle. And as the wine gets squeezed out of it, it's this gorgeous color of light pink. It's sort of a coral salmon color that's just gorgeous. And you have all of the nice aromatic aromas and beautiful flavors that come from Pinot Noir, but without the weight, without the tannins, without the other associated things. So it's really just a white wine made from red grapes, and you get just the tiniest little hue of pink salmon coral color that just makes it so gorgeous to put in the glass.
Is this a color that you choose? You decide this is the color I want, and you stop, you pull the skins and the meat and seeds away from the juice at that point?
I spend a lot of time, as the press is running, I spend a lot of time standing there with a wine glass looking at the color. As the press cycle continues, it gets darker and darker and darker. And so there's a point when you go, okay, it's too dark now. And so you cut the whole thing, and it goes, that's the end. And then you know that your press cycle is done. What you have is in the tank. And then you dump everything else. You dump the stems and the skins and the seeds, and everything else just goes right into the pumice pile to go into compost.
Beautiful. Now, do you determine what the best temperature is, and do you recommend it? How do we do that? You know, there's so many wines out there. You can pick any varietal that you want, and they don't tell you on the label what they recommend in terms of temperature. You have to go to some type of a journal, and it'll give you a temperature structure like maybe 36 to 48 degrees. Well, is that something that is so flexible, or is it just a personal choice?
Well, I think a lot of it's personal choice. It is for me. Like, if I'm on a hot, hot day and it's 95 degrees out, I'm going to take a rosé and I'm going to have it, you know, in an ice bucket and just have it cold the whole time, because that's what I want. It's part of the enjoyment of the wine. If I'm drinking a more serious wine, especially a red wine, and it's a hot day like that, I'll chill that as well. I'll put that in the refrigerator for 15 minutes or so before I pour it, just so it tastes right. A little bit opposite if you're in the middle of winter, right? You want something that's not quite at that temperature. So it's all personal choice. You know, there's no right answer or wrong answer. I mean, you certainly don't want to freeze a wine, and you don't want to boil a wine, but there's a lot in between there, and it's really a personal preference. You know, it's binary. Do you like it better a little warmer? Do you like it better a little colder? The colder wine gets, the less it gives off its aromatics, right? It traps, that cold temperature really traps the aromatics. So wines that are served cold, 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 really don't show what they're going to show for a while. And so that's the problem too. But again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's really what you like and what gives you the most pleasure. It's a drink.
Right. We always say drink what you like. That's the important thing. And I agree with that 100%. And that's the way it should be. But to discover, it's a good idea to pay attention to what it says on the bottle. And a lot of times there's hardly anything on the bottle. I'm just asking. I'm reprimanding in any way, shape, or form, but it doesn't always or hardly ever tell you what recommended temperature it might be with food, what recommended temperature it might be if you're going to drink it by itself, anything like that. That just seems to be too delicate an information to put in writing so that you don't get somebody out there who says, I don't like it at 38 degrees, it's too cold.
Exactly.
And I understand that, but Shouldn't you tell us what you as the winemaker should recommend, because you're the one that put it all together and you're making it happen the way you think it should be before it goes out to sale?
A little bit. But again, on a hot, hot day, I'll serve that sucker a lot colder than I would if I was having it in winter, you know. So I don't know that there is an exact temperature to serve that. As long as you're getting enjoyment out of it, I think it's fine. I would never serve a wine, you know, at 35. I think that's almost too cold for anything, for my opinion. But once you get to the mid-40s, you know, it's pretty pleasurable for a white wine. And I'll do a lot of white wines at cellar temp. for me, which is about 58 degrees. And I drink a lot of white wine at that temperature simply because I think it shows more aromatics. So, which is much warmer than most people do a white wine. But that, again, that's my personal preference of things. I'm so used to tasting white wines out of the barrel at that temperature that I'm a little bit accustomed to that temperature as well. So a lot of it's personal.
Understood. Do you think it's important to know that if you're drinking Pinot Noir, as an example, or Chardonnay, or whatever the varietal might be, that there's a particular type of food that should go with that? Or do you think it's a little more diverse and you can kind of choose what you like? We don't have much time for an answer, but I'm going to stick you with it, if you will.
Yeah, I think the rules of what wine pairs with which food are a little bit outdated. As long as a wine is well made, has good acidity, has great balance, it can pair with a wide variety of stuff. I've done the Pinot we're talking about with scallops, and I've also done it with lamb, salmon,
okay.
And also.
Well, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Anthony Beckman, the winemaker here, right after these messages.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer Horn, and I've had a MyPillow for the last 2 years, and I am never going back. Before that, I had problems sleeping. The pillow would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, and I'd wake up with a sore neck. Today, I set the patented fill inside MyPillow just the way I want it to support me where I need it most. Now, I fall asleep faster, and I sleep better. MyPillow is made in the USA with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums for just $69.98. It's only available at MyPillow.com when you use promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium MyPillows, just $69.98 with promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. If you hurry, they'll ship them to you for free. 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to Wines and Shore. We're here at Set the Bell. Set the Bell is a beautiful restaurant located in Sonoma County. I'm sorry, in Las Vegas. And we're in a beautiful place called Village Square. That's where Set the Bell restaurant is located. Tonight we featured the Belletto Vineyards. We've talked with the owner, John Belletto, and we're talking now, continuing, I guess, our conversation with, to me, one of the more interesting people that is in the wine business, and that is the winemaker themselves. And, of course, We're talking about Anthony Beckman. Anthony, are you still with us?
Yep, still here, Les. Thanks.
Great. Listen, thank you very much for taking your time. I know your time is valuable, and we appreciate it. But I also appreciate the information you're able to share with us here, because so many people don't realize how difficult it is to make a good wine taste good, make it available, and then price it right, and have everybody happy. Does that sound like a wish that never comes true?
Yeah, never. Not all three at once.
Well, what are the things that you are concerned about? When you pick a varietal, do you always look at it in that varietal form in terms of flavor and taste and color? Or in the case of rosé, do you just kind of say, well, instead of making this a regular old Pinot, I'm going to take a little bit of a balance and go in a different direction and make a little rosé of Pinot Noir? How do you make decisions like that?
Yeah, it's important for me that if you were to have this wine and know nothing about it, that you could smell it and have a pretty good guess that it was Pinot Noir. And same with Chardonnay. I mean, Pinot should smell and taste like Pinot. Chardonnay should smell and taste like Chardonnay all the way down the line. So being right, what I consider varietally correct is incredibly important to me. It's one of the things that defines every decision that I make. I don't want to make a Pinot Noir that tastes like Syrah. I mean, we talked about these high alcohol wines earlier in the program. And once you get Pinot into this high octane, super rich style, to me, it doesn't taste like Pinot Noir. So I'm always dialing back my Pinot to have something that's more Pinot, more elegant, more light, more pretty, a little bit more tart, a little bit more finessed. So that's incredibly important to me. And the rosé of Pinot, for instance, has all those things of the characteristics of Pinot. It's just in a different style. So it all kind of works together, well, at least in my mind, it all kind of works together to be varietally correct. And that's super important to me.
I think that's good information, Anthony. You know, being a winemaker sounds simple. And I know for a fact that it's anything but simple, as we just kind of described a little bit of the things that you're concerned about. But when it comes to tasting, most people just like taste. They don't care about what varietal it is or what combination of varietal that it might be. They just want to know what it tastes like, and if they like it, fine. And especially if the price is right. My question, I guess, to you is not too difficult, I hope, and that is, how do you choose what you blend together and also what you end up selling that for on a retail basis? How is that done without giving us any we're not looking for secrets of any kind. We just want to know the general
No,
idea.
It's interesting. So I make 9 different Pinot Noirs every year. So the Rust River Valley that you have, and then 8 others. So I spend a lot of time craftings, and the majority of them are single vineyards, so just from one location. I spend about 5 weeks of my life at my desk with about 20 glasses of wine in front of me, and I whittle that down to 10 and then 5 glasses, and then I'm down to 2 glasses, and I pick the one blend that is the most perfect for that site and this year and that varietal. And so blending is huge for us. I spend a lot of time just thinking and thinking and thinking about it. And that is really the end product. When I've finished a blend, you know, you don't want to think about it, but sometimes it's, you know, $100,000 or $500,000 or $1 million blend. And you're basing all of these business decisions, because we're going to talk about pricing next, you're basing all these business decisions on this idea of, like, this, in my mind, to me, is correct. Stylistically correct, artistically correct. And then you do that, and then you go into pricing, and pricing is always the hard part, right? There's some vineyards that are really expensive to farm. They have a hard time putting on any crop. You know, you can have a whole rows where you only have about 100 clusters, which you should have 300. And you have to price it knowingly. At Boleto Vineyards, we're incredibly lucky that we're all estate grown and estate bottled. So we have 100% control over every drop of wine that we make, from vineyard to pruning to everything. And that gives us this advantage of saying, okay, we didn't buy this land 3 years ago in Sonoma County. You know, John Bledo's been farming some of this land since 1977, and we have an advantage of longevity, and that allows us to price these wines, like you said, at prices that are outrageous. They're the best. They're the best wines out there at this price point. Period.
Well, that's a lot of good information. We're talking with Anthony Beckman, the winemaker at Velato Wines. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, I've got a couple questions for him before we run out of time. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in just a moment.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The live-action Aladdin is in theaters, and Will Smith found the role of the genie very appealing.
One of the major aspects was going from animation to live-action, being able to modernize, to be able to pay homage to the original character and giving a new voice. There was potential to be able to create something that did both of those things.
Aladdin rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Set the Bello. It's a beautiful little pizza parlor here in Las Vegas and in the area that we call Village Square. It's actually easy to find, plenty of parking. There's a lot of different businesses here that you could spend some time with if you wanted to do that. But most importantly, Set the Bello, in my opinion, is a great place to come and have something to eat. They have choices that we supply with them sometimes. The Russian River Rosé Pinot Noir, which we're having this evening. state-grown Russian River Valley, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County Chardonnay that we had, un-oaked. That was very, very tasty. And now we're tasting the Belletto Russian River Valley Pinot Noir all by itself. And let me tell you, it's very, very delicious. It's also very food-friendly, and that's what Pinot Noir, I think, is all about. It goes so well with a lot of different kinds of food that some people don't realize the variety, the possible varieties that they could have to choose. And what I'd like you to do, if you would in the future, is when you're tasting a wine that you're not familiar with, tasting it for the first time, assuming that you like it, try to discover as much of it about it as you can. What kind of food it goes with, maybe something that you might want to choose to go with it. Say, oh, I never thought of that. That's a good idea. And then try later to take a bottle of it if you can and open it and consume it with some of that food that you had discovered or talked about or heard about a little bit earlier. It's really important, in my opinion, to have wine. Number one, wine is food. Number two, wine should pair very well with food each and every meal. If you eat food every meal, which most people do, you should have wine to go with that. Now, that doesn't mean volumes or gallons or bottles of wine. We're talking about a glass or two with your dinner meal. And that's what the medical profession and just about everybody that I know of.
Anthony's still on the line. Yeah. Anthony is still on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anthony. I didn't realize you were still there. Are you there?
I am still here.
I didn't mean to ignore you. I'm glad that you were able to spend time with us.
That was perfect.
And I'd like to ask you one more question before we have to go off the air, because we've only got a couple minutes. And that is, what's the most difficult thing that a winemaker goes through on an annual basis?
It's definitely harvest, from the middle of August, from August 15th in California, at least where we are in California, to about October 30th. It's full go. It's 7 days a week. It's 12 to 20 hours a day, every day. It's, I've signed off on time cards for 120 hours, knowing that I was there 2 hours before that every day and 2 hours after that every day. And when you start doing the math, it is just a tremendous amount of time. You have this one season to nail it, to get it right. And if you miss anything, you have to wait a whole year. It's not like you're in a kitchen, and if you miss something on Thursday night, you can have it perfected by Friday and Saturday night. No, you have to wait a whole year. So there's this really crucial period, and that's the hardest part, staying focused and staying fresh and staying on the edge and sharp that whole time when you're exhausted. And that's the biggest challenge.
Okay, well, we're always looking for more people that are interested in food and wine. And we'd like to, if you're listening to the show this evening, for you to pass the information on so they can listen to us. And remember that wine is an alcoholic beverage made from grapes, generally and fermented with addition of a little bit of sugar, acidity, enzymes, water, and nutrients. Yeast consumes sugar in the grapes and converts it to ethanol and carbon dioxide. Don't you just love it? That's a good thing. So I want to thank you for choosing listening to Wines Du Jour. Get your app automatically downloaded on your smartphone. You can do that at #250 CRN Talk. From the left coast, from the east coast, from all around the world on the internet, I'm Les Kincaid. Thanks for listening.